Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Already in Nashville, we're going to have rain for the rest of tonight, so umbrellas and ponchos and boots and all that kind of stuff in store for us tonight, and then we can get past this tonight piece. We'll be cold, but we'll see the return of the sun, and I'm always happy to see the return of the sun. Now, the book for this segment is it's a new one that is coming out, and I wanted to jump on it right away, and I'm happy to have Dr. Joseph Trunzo with me. He's a co-author, and I'm sure this one will be. You'll be busy, Dr. Trunzo, Long Haul COVID, A Survivor's Guide. This book will be a hot one. Everybody's going to want to read it, man.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. I have been busy, Sharon. Yeah. Thanks for having me on the show. I believe me, I wish it wasn't necessary.
Yeah, I know you do. But I was just happy to find out that you were could be accessible as rapidly as possible, and the fact that your book is very timely. And of course, we don't want to deal with this issue, but there's as time unfolds in this pandemic, there's new terminology, there's new understandings, there's new ways of doing things. But you started out working with Julie, is it Longo?
Longo.
On when did you start writing this book? Within the last year or what?
Yeah, so prior to this book, I had written a book on coping with Lyme disease that Julie and I go way, way back, but she's a professional writer and editor, so she edited early versions of that book, which came out back in 2018, and then when all this pandemic stuff started and the post-COVID syndrome and long hauler syndrome, we noticed that a lot of the symptoms, there was a lot of overlap, so she had the idea, hey, why don't we adapt the Lyme book to apply to COVID, and she actually had COVID and had some long-haul symptoms, so the book is, I'm a clinical psychologist, so I'm sort of writing about the science, the therapy piece of it, and Julie's writing about how she applied a lot of the principles that I'm talking about to help herself get well and cope with that very difficult period in her life.
Okay. Now, give us the World Health Organization definition of long COVID.
Well, it changes all the time, but basically, the active period of infection for COVID is generally considered to be, is not even known anymore, somewhere between 5 and 10 days, because they're changing the guidelines of the CDC. So basically what they're saying is that if you have symptoms that are protracted and last for extended periods beyond that, and that aren't on track for improving, then that would be considered long haul COVID or post COVID syndrome. That, like you said, the terminology is changing. And there's a really wide range of symptoms. So some people have just incredible fatigue, cognitive problems, like what we call brain fog, which is kind of like people describe it as sort of like thinking while it's like you're moving in concrete, memory problems, pain, inflammation of the pericardium or myocarditis. So there's a whole range of symptoms that people are experiencing that can be pretty debilitating, and that really turn their lives upside down beyond the 10-day quarantine that people used to have to experience with a COVID infection. And they estimate that up to 1/3 of people who have a COVID infection will have some kind of long haul symptom, varying degrees of severity. So it's a pretty serious problem.
Well, how far into the pandemic were we before we realized there was such a thing as long COVID?
It wasn't too long because people who had, who were really over the active infection were continuing to have these, these kind of protracted symptoms. Mm. The book got published in just June of this year, or June of last year, so 2021. So it probably took us, 6 or 8 months to write it and get it through production.
Yeah.
So, we were thinking about long haul sometime in the early to mid 2020, which is, pretty quickly after the pandemic started.
So, because I've heard people say, it doesn't, the long haulers doesn't impact everybody that gets COVID, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, about a third. So the recent studies indicate about 1 in 3 people who have COVID will experience some kind of prolonged symptom beyond what the normal infectious period is.
And have they been people who have been susceptible to other diseases or have other things like diabetes or blood pressure or something of that nature?
So while I want to be careful because I'm not a medical doctor, I'm not a clinical psychologist, but from what I've read, the risk factors that you have for the severity of a COVID infection are not particularly predictive of whether or not you develop long haul COVID. So there are many, many people with what one would consider to be very mild cases of COVID. Mm-hmm. They didn't require hospitalization, none of that kind of stuff. But have had persistent difficulties and problems with long haul symptoms.
So knowing that you're a clinical psychologist, and is this in the head? Is this long haul in the head, or is it physical? And because your book helps people, understand the pain and how to move forward with it.
So I am in no way, shape, or form suggesting that that long haul COVID is psychologically driven. It's a very, very real medical syndrome. My the point of the book is to help people who are suffering with this.
Okay.
Ultimately, as a chronic illness, to help them to cope with that illness as best as they can,
okay.
and to live the best life that they possibly can,
mm-hmm.
while they're being while they're experiencing these symptoms.
Okay. Well, can you start by do you tell a person in the book, Dr. Tronzo, when should they be concerned? Do you kind of give them, because, you could be sitting at home and wondering I can remember having different conversations with people throughout this pandemic. Well, I think I got this long haulers thing, somebody would say. One of them would say, well, I can't remember stuff like I used to. And because as this has progressed, we have learned more and more. And sometimes I can't understand why people want the answers before we even experience them. We have to go through this stuff in order to be able to tell you about it. But being foggy was something I remember hearing multiple people say that they didn't feel as sharp as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one of the main things that you've seen, or how do you discuss that in your book, Long Haul COVID?
So what I would say is that anybody who feels, not quite right after a COVID infection and after they, quote-unquote, should have been over it, if there's anything that they feel that is where they're not themselves, then they should obviously talk to the medical doctor, get whatever answers they can. But the beauty of the book and the approach that the book takes is that it doesn't require you to be officially diagnosed, right? So the book is about, if you're having difficulty and you're suffering in any way, shape, or form, then the therapeutic approach in the book that's described is designed to help you. So, maybe you're feeling a little foggy, maybe you're tired, maybe you've got some pain. You might not know exactly where that's coming from. You might not have gotten diagnosed with long-haul COVID, but if it's interfering with your life, and it's causing you problems, then the book can help you.
Okay. Now, in the first chapter, you talk about ACT ACT. What is that?
Yep, ACT ACT. So ACT, which is an acronym that stands for Acceptance and Commitment Therapy, it's an approach in psychotherapy that's gained a lot of popularity over the last 20 years. It's the approach to psychotherapy that I employ in my practice and when I treat patients. So it basically came out of what was known as cognitive behavioral therapy. Mm-hmm. So it's basically a new form of psychotherapy that's designed to help people to be what we call more psychologically flexible, to be able to live in the moment more, to not fight so much against the things that they can't control, and kind of teach them to, you know, if we want to be, you know, kind of colloquial about it, to how to roll with the punches and live the best life they can, even if things feel like they're spinning out of control for them.
And I'm thinking a lot of people do feel that, because this, you know, seems to be a lot of what I've heard from various ones that have just, you know, kind of shared their experiences with me, that they, you know, would basically give anything to feel better or to be back at 100%, you know?
So, you know, there aren't many good things about long-haul COVID, but one of the things is that it's, you know, it's very similar to a lot of other chronic illnesses. Mm-hmm. So acceptance and commitment therapy is an approach to psychotherapy that's been shown to be effective mm-hmm. to help people live better lives if they have a chronic illness. So all I'm really doing in the book is bring that information to people who are suffering with this as okay. quickly as we can get it to them so yeah. that they can lead a better life.
Excellent. Now, you have a few more minutes, please, Dr. Trunzo?
I do. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
He is a professor of psychology and department chair at Bryant University in Rhode Island, also serves as Dr. Trunzo does, as the Deputy Director of Bryant University's Center for Health and Behavioral Sciences. And I'm happy to have him on the broadcast today. His research and clinical work focus on treating anxiety and mood disorders, especially in those suffering from Lyme disease and other chronic illnesses. And the new book that you might want to check out is entitled Long Haul COVID. And he is one of the co-authors. The Survivor's Guide, Transforming Your Pain and Finding Your Way Forward. And that's really what it's all about. You have a question or comment, 615-329-8810. We're going to take a time out, and we'll be right back.
Listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810. 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Take You Home Traffic on WFSK is sponsored in part by the Tennessee Performing Arts Center, presenting The Lion King now through January 23rd. Tickets at tpac.org.
Good afternoon. Looking at the right 65 northbound, just right at 440. It's got traffic slow around Armory right now going northbound. It's already heavy headed back towards Brentwood. This crazy weather moving through our area. Give yourself extra time. This traffic report brought to you by Princess Hot Chicken. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Support for WFSK comes from National Shows 2. Presenting 7-time Grammy winner Gladys Knight. The enchanting voice of Gladys Knight. One impressive hit after 25th at the Ryman. Tickets are available this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ryman.com.
It's your boy, Hezekiah Walker, and I want you to join me this weekend as I count down 20 of the most popular songs in gospel. I'll also be giving you some power music with my power picks of the week and put the spotlight on Ricky Dillon. So don't miss it, the Hezekiah Walker Countdown. Catch the Hezekiah Walker Countdown Show every Sunday, 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
Support for WFSK comes from Teapot, featuring a book by Tina Fey. Mean Girls tells the story of a naive newbie who falls prey to a trio of lion-eyed frenemies. Entertainment Weekly calls it a marvel, dazzling and hilarious. And USA Today says we'll let you in on a little secret because we're such good friends. Coming soon to Tennessee Performing Arts Center, February 8th through the 13th. Tickets at tpac.org.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Artie Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house this afternoon, taking you home on a very rainy Wednesday afternoon in the city. We're down to 50 degrees, which is not bad because it's going to be about half that for tonight. We have a 100% chance for rain for the rest of this afternoon into this evening, early evening, and then it's going to drop to a 40% chance for rain, snow, mix or rain, snow, showers for us in the overnight and 23. Tomorrow we rebound with some sunshine, some few clouds linger, 33 today and Friday, and Saturday is just going to be a cold week and weekend up to the mid-40s on Sunday with no mention of any more precipitation past tonight. So let's get through tonight and maybe we can have a halfway decent sun-filled weekend, hopefully. Cold but sun-filled. Better than icy and snowy, you know what I'm saying. Okay, I'm happy to have Dr. Joseph Trunzo on. And Long Haulers COVID is the book. Now, Dr. Trunzo, so when people feeling the way they are with the COVID, and you said the co-author, she had it. So knowing that she could help you answer questions and help you understand better in the writing of the book, did she suffer from long haulers too?
She did, yes. She actually got COVID back before we really knew what COVID was, so it was February 2020. So it was before everything kind of blew up, and, you know, she figured she just had, you know, a flu or whatever. She felt pretty awful while she had it, but then afterwards, the fatigue and the pain, and she actually had an acute case of myocarditis, which is an inflammation of the heart that, you know, that put her in the hospital for a couple of days. And then she did not, she really didn't feel herself for several months afterwards. Mm-hmm. And what she found herself doing was from the work that she had done in her understanding of acceptance and commitment therapy, from the work that she had done on the previous book that we wrote, she started, you know, she was applying a lot of those principles and finding them really helpful. So Julie's contribution is to the book is, you know, I explain all of the therapeutic approaches and the science behind it and all that kind of stuff. And then she gives, you know, at the end of the chapter, she gives a little example or a vignette of how she used that particular approach and that particular technique to help her through her long haul COVID.
That's beautiful. So we're getting like a testimonial at the same time. And are people telling you that that has been helpful to them to at least know what to expect?
They have, yeah. So I'm also a practicing clinical psychologist. I've had I've treated a number of people with a variety of chronic illnesses, and a lot of my one of my former clients who ended up getting COVID and still is not doing quite well. She read the book. She said it was very helpful, and we're really just looking to put this in the hands of people who are having a hard time to help them to get through to the other side.
Now, in chapters 3 and 4, Diffuse is chapter 3, Don't Believe Everything You Think, and 4, Acceptance, We Are Always Whole. Is this where you really get down to the brass tacks to give people the, because when you don't feel good, you just don't care. You just honestly don't. And about a lot of stuff, things don't become happy, you just, it's like, whatever, I don't feel good. So tell us, in the remaining moments I have, about 3 and 4, please.
So chapter 3 is about a skill called diffusion. And the idea here is that as human beings, we have a tendency to automatically believe everything that we think, right? So if something pops into our head, I'm going to be sick forever. I'm never going to get better. We have a tendency to believe that because we're talking to ourselves, and we're fairly egocentric people. It's just human nature. So if it's in your head, it must be true. And the idea behind diffusion is you really want to be able to notice the things that you're thinking and to put a little bit of distance so that your thought does not equal your reality. And then if you can, if you can back yourself out, and rather than saying something like, I'm going to be sick forever, saying, I'm having the thought that I'm going to be sick forever, or I'm noticing that I'm having the thought that I'm going to be sick forever. And something like that can give you a little bit of distance, and then you can be kind of observant about those thought processes, and then you can make better decisions around those thought processes. So rather than having that drive a lot of negative emotion, the beautiful thing about ACT is you don't even have to argue with it, right? So if you have the thought, or you notice that you have the thought, I'm going to be sick forever, I don't know the answer to that question, but nobody does, because long haul is very new. So all we really have to do is decide whether or not it's helpful in that moment for us to be focusing on that thought. And if it's not, then diffusion is all about just kind of letting that go and pass through, and then turning your attention to other things that are going to be more meaningful and more beneficial to you.
Okay. So that would be like being mindful, maybe?
Yes. So I would say that in order to engage in diffusion, you have to be mindful. So mindfulness is about, staying focused on the present moment, which is another chapter in the book. Each one of the chapters is one of the skills that you want to develop towards becoming more psychologically flexible. So, yeah, you're right on it, Sharon.
Okay. And lastly, give me one sentence about resetting your future and starting now in chapter 10.
Once you go through and learn the skills in this book, and learn the skills of becoming more psychologically flexible, then whatever curveballs get thrown your way, and whatever things you feel like you don't have control over, you can still move forward and live a rich, meaningful life.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of your mind over matter, or thought processes, or think positive. It sounds to me like that's a lot of what, I'm going to get well, I'm going to be okay. Is that a lot of what you're
saying? I'd say that it's a little deeper and more complicated than that. So it's not just being optimistic.
Okay.
It's about making decisions about what thoughts are going to be what thoughts and actions are going to be the most meaningful for you.
Excellent. Well, I tell you what, Dr. Trunzel, I'm excited to have had your time today. This is interesting, as I hear from different people, about the experiences that they have gone through since this COVID has impacted so many millions and millions of people around the world, and, of course, right here in our community as well, and yours. Thank you for your work. And I greatly appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Sharon. I really appreciate being on the show.
What do you give as the best place to find out about the book and your work on long haul COVID?
You can find the book on Amazon.com, and then you can find the book. So the book is published by Changemakers Books, so you can go to their website. But the reviews and the description of the book are all on Amazon. It's not expensive. We don't want it to be hard getting into people's hands. So if you feel like you could use it, go ahead and buy it. Recommend it to a friend. Write a review. We just want to get the word out as much as we can.
Excellent. Thank you so much, and hopefully they will follow up on that. And Dr. Trunzo, thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Happy to do so. Thanks very much, Sharon.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's a good tool for you to check out. You know, we have skipping around doing a lot of information today because this is an empowerment show. We've turned the lights on wherever we can, you know, I believe. And speaking of that, let me say a gracious good afternoon to the Davidson County Property Assessor, Miss Vivian M. Wilhoit. And
hello,
my beautiful property assessor, supporter of WFSK, I would tell you all.
Absolutely. I got a check in the mail coming your way, Miss Sharon.
Hey, now see, I just didn't even have to bring it up.
He's already on his way.
Thank you so
much.
I know, and you have really been a staunch supporter of the station for a long time, and I'm very grateful for that. And you know, you're no stranger to this broadcast either, Assessor Wilhoit, and you've been on the show quite a few times over the years, and I'm always happy to have you back. And at least once or twice a year, I get to have you on to talk about things as they develop. And you have some deadlines coming up, and there are some reviews that folks have been concerned about, and give us the latest scoop on what's coming out of the property assessor's office for Davidson County.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you, my sister Sharon Kay, for having me back again. And I always love coming to give the 411 in reference to what's going on in the assessment world. I want to just mention I have a good, wonderful staff member here with me. Also, always here to hear what I have to say and to help me in case I miss something. And this is Randy Ward. He is the Chief Deputy of Operation. Randy, you want to say hello to the listening audience and also to the amazing Sharon Kay and Excel Office.
Hello to everyone out there and to the amazing Sharon Kay.
All right, and your name again is what?
Randy Ward.
Hey, Randy, how are you?
I'm doing well. Hope you're doing well, too.
Oh, most definitely. This is your his first time getting baptized on the show, Assessor Wilhoit. So,
not as much. It's not his first time. He's been to this amazing time before, you know. He just likes to hear some of the questions that may come in, and sometimes I may need to get him to give me an answer to something, because I want to make sure we always give the right information to the listening audience.
That's right.
And you are right. This is a very good time to have me on. This is now the time for anyone who is a residential or business owner or personality to appeal their value that was given to them in the reappraisal year of 2021. If they would like to appeal their value, the informal review appeals window is now open. That window opened on November the 1st of 2021. It was opened for the time after when a property owner received their tax bill from the trustee's office. And so by opening up the informal review period for the 2022 assessment year, not 2021, that 2021 year is already, assessment period is already passed and expired. We're now looking to allowing people to appeal their value for the 2022 assessment year. And as I was about to say, the reason why we open it up after you receive your tax bills in October is that sometimes added in the reappraisal year. Every 4 years, the assessor of property and my amazing staff, we provide to owners of residential and commercial properties their new market value. They get this value every 4 years. And it comes in a very formal way from Metro Government, sealed, signed, and with the Metro seal on it, and also provided to you, for people to know what that new market value has been provided. Now, when they're not paying attention to those letters that come from us, after they've missed all these dates, sometimes they became be more attentive when they get their tax bill and see their value. So we want to give people their rights. We want them to know their rights, that they can appeal every year. We got a lot of appeals last year when people got their people received their new market value. But we want to ensure people recognize they would definitely be aware that they could appeal their value every year. So now you can call us or email us. You can call us at 862-6080 to file an informal review, or you can go online at PABCTN.org. Now, and file your informal review appeal there.
Okay, hold
and
on.
And you're going to get your decision from us.
Assessor, hold on. One second. We need to take a break. Because I had a couple of questions on some things that you said. I wanted for you to go back over it for me.
Okay.
You were going, and I didn't want to stop. You know, you were going, and I know you had your information, but I was like, I need her to pull over.
My pleasure. I'm here with you. If you want me here for the whole hour,
yes,
I am here. I want to answer all the questions.
That's good, because, you know, I always have questions. You know that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if you have a question or comment for the Metro Davidson County Property Assessor, Vivian M. Wilhoit, our number is 615-329-8810. That's 615-329-8810. Let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810. 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Take You Home Traffic on WFSK is sponsored in part by the Tennessee Performing Arts Center, presenting The Lion King now through January 23rd. Tickets at tpec.org.
Afternoon still heavy on the South Loop, the West Loop, with this weather moving through our area and not helping. 15th and Church was blocked on a crash there in Midtown just a few minutes ago. This traffic report is brought to you by Princess Hot Chicken. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Support for WFSK comes from National Shows 2. Presenting 7-time Grammy winner Gladys Knight. The enchanting voice of Gladys Knight. One impressive hit after another. Gladys Knight, April 25th at the Ryman. Tickets are available this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ryman.com.
This weekend on Blue Simon the City, the late, great Mr. Bobby Blue Blade.
You've let me know that you're still thinking about me.
His birthday is the 27th, so we're showing Mr. Bland much love this weekend. Etta James' birthday is also next week, and she's performing one of her past performances live. Join me, Rogene Bailey, the happiest man in America, for Blue Simon the City this weekend right here. Catch Blue Simon the City Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
Support for WFSK comes from Teapot, featuring a book by Tina Fey. Mean Girls tells the story of a naive newbie who falls prey to a trio of lionized frenemies. Entertainment Weekly calls it a marvel, dazzling and hilarious. And USA Today says we'll let you in on a little secret because we're such good friends. Coming soon to Tennessee Performing Arts Center, February 8th through the 13th. Tickets at tpac.org.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All righty, Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. We thank you so very much for supporting What's the 411. And X, I didn't ask you in advance, but I'm going to ask you now. You want to give that website for the free COVID test?
The free COVID test. Let me check that out.
I've been passing it out to everybody all day. I think it's free COVIDtest.gov. Yeah. So you want people to go on there and get those. And, you know, your tax dollars are paying for them, so you might as well go on and get them. And, but you'll get that for us before we close up. Okay, thank you. I think that's correct because I've been sending it to people and ordering and stuff myself today. Now, let me welcome back the assessor of property for Metro Nashville and Davidson County. Vivian Wilhoit is with us. And for folks that are Assessor Wilhoit, you were talking about for people who the 2022 and the informal review requests, etc. Now, you mentioned something that I want to verify because I got to remember if I receive, you said it is mailed to us every 4 years?
Every 4 years, Sharon, we are required by state law to provide the property owners in Davidson County. Because we chose 4 years. Some counties do their reappraisal every 5 years.
Okay.
Some do their reappraisal every 6 years. We chose 4 years some odd years ago and agreed with the State Board of Equalization to provide our reappraisal every 4 years. So in a reappraisal, a person is receiving their property value of their property. And that value will stay the same for the next 4 years. Because it's for tax purposes, okay?
Yeah.
You don't use that value to decide how much your property is worth in the years following the reappraisal, because you know by that time the value is not market value, and it's only a value that's been given to you for tax purposes. So you get that value every 4 years. You got it in 2021. The next reappraisal will be in 2025. In 2025. And the value stays the same from one reappraisal to the next because you're paying on it for taxes. You're paying a portion of that value for taxes.
Now,
and the only way that value changes is if you were to improve your property and maybe to increase the value, or God forbid something happened to your property where it is damaged and you don't have repair by a certain time of the year. Yes, ma'am.
Now, let me.
You get it every year.
Okay.
And it's not hidden. It's well identified as a
question. Formal
letter from the government.
Yeah, that I know it's not hidden, but let's say you don't know where you put it.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you go on the website and find out?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you know, this year, my understanding that value was not placed on the tax billing We don't send out the tax billing, but the value's not on there. But if you're looking for the value on your, after you misplaced where we've given it to you in the month of April, when we sent it in April of 2021, you can't find it, never got it, you say, or you moved and forgot to give a forwarding address, whatever the case may be, you can always go to www.padctn.org. Click on simple search, click on the agreement, there's a disclaimer there you're going to click on the agreement that you agree, type in your address, mm-hmm. or type in the property owner's name, last name first, or if you happen to know your map and parcel, type in the map and parcel. You can then click on it and you will see the historical values over the years, but the most recent one is going to be at the top. Or you can call us. If you don't want to go through all that, just call 615-862-6080. We'll do the work for you because we're here to serve. So we'll just tell you what we have as a value and forward you a copy. We'll even email you a copy.
Because while you're talking, see, I'm on the website.
Okay, very good. You on the website?
Yeah,
very good.
Right now.
Very good. And are you looking up your value, Sharon?
Yes, ma'am. Because when I ask you that question, I'm talking about yours truly. I'm like, I don't know where I put it.
Okay. Well, so when you did that, you see that beautiful picture of Vivian Wilhoyt?
I do very
and
much.
And then when you click on Real Property Search, you'll see how to search and simple search. Just click on simple search. All right?
Yeah.
There's a disclaimer. You're going to click agree.
I did it.
Okay. When you click agree, if you're being the owner, you put your last name first. So you can do it by owner. If you put that little arrow that's right under owner, when you click on that, it'll drop down and give you the option to choose address to look up a property or map and parcel. Let's just go and keep it as the owner, and we're going to put K-A-Y-E. Is that correct?
No.
Okay, K-A-Y?
I'll tell you off air.
Okay, all right, gotcha. So, hey, let's put in any name. Name someone who lives here in Nashville, but you put their first name. Let's just put a person by the name of Anderson K, okay?
Yeah,
you're going to put a K-A-Y, put a comma, space, and put in Anderson, and it pops up right there. And you see Anderson K address, and the total appraised value is right there as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So
I don't know who Anderson K is. I just went with the first thing I thought. I have no idea.
If there is such a person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's important, Sharon, that people understand that we are about ensuring they know their rights. You know, we are very professional, and we feel very confident about the product that we've given Davidson County property owners. However, you know, there may be a time that we have it wrong. I mean, we're not perfect.
Right.
So if there is some information about your property, and you know your property better than anyone, if there's some information about your property, you need to let us know, like report to us some type of damage condition that the person may have. They could have had a fire in their kitchen, and unfortunately, their insurance lapsed. We won't know that information, that your insurance lapsed, but you haven't had a chance or haven't gotten the money to repair it. We need to know about that damage. You may have had some type of storm damage and have not had the opportunity to get it repaired by the time set in the law. And we need to know about that because we want to do our due diligence and provide you with a fair market value.
Right.
And we want to be transparent and provide equity in reference to the value we provide, we give to you. We want people to trust our work.
Right.
So you talk to us, we talk to you, we're transparent, you share information with us, and we want to make sure we get it right in reference to the value of your property.
Mm-hmm. So if I do decide to call, because, you know, folks might not want to use internet or might not trust it, for Lord knows the scammers never go
That's
to bed.
Right.
They
That's
never
right.
go
That's
to bed.
Right.
And you just want to get it, your office mails it. Are you still answering the phones? Are y'all present down there now, or what?
Well, you know, COVID has been a challenge for many of us here in Davidson County, and of course, and us providing government services that we want to continue to give to people expeditiously. But even if we are, even if our office is not answering the line at the moment that you call, we are going to immediately call you back. But at the moment, we're open. We're here. We have taken the precautions that we want to take in order to keep our employees safe and keep people of Davidson County safe. So we do require that, you know, when you come to the door, just dial the number right there. We're going to find out, you know, what is it and how we can help and bring you on in and get what you need and get you on your way. But even if with all of that, you know, Sharon, there's not going to be a time that we're not going to serve the public.
Right.
So with that being said, give us a call, 615-862-6080. Go to our website, www.padctn.org. And if you are considering to file an informal, you have up until April the 29th of 2022 to file that informal review. April the 29th, 2022, and there's a time, by 4 p.m., so that we can, you know, get everything file orderly and make sure, you know, we get your information in and get your answer back to you. Now, the response to that informal review will be provided to you somewhere in the end of May or the first week of June. We want to get that response to you by that time so that you can get yet another opportunity if you disagree with our decision. Or if you agree with our decision and you still like, if you disagree with our decision, you get yet the opportunity to appeal to the independent Metro Board of Equalization, who will then take a look at the concerns that you may have regarding your value. Once again, we're not, we don't take it personal that you want to appeal your value.
Right.
It is your right. It is your right.
Well, how often does that happen? And, you know, as things have changed in Nashville, neighborhoods have changed, and, you know, with the gentrification, all the things that have happened here, how often do people say, you know, there's no way that I'm going to go with this assessment?
Well, every 4 years we have a reappraisal, and we had about 10,000 appeals in reference to 264,000 parcels. So that's not a whole lot, is it? That means that people know that we are pretty much on the money when it comes to the value. I mean, you see what's happening here in Davidson County.
Yes.
And we also, you know, see that people are providing, are selling their property higher than market value,
yes,
higher than what we see as being market value in comparison to sales that are occurring in their neighborhood. I mean, there are people who have sold their property in excess of $170,000 above market.
Wow.
So that type of insane activity is going on, but it's the market. So how often does it happen? You know, we have people appeal their values every time there's a reappraisal. And then, of course, as I said before, you can appeal your value every year. So once you appeal it in the reappraisal year, you can appeal it in the next 3 years, which are non-reappraisal year. And, of course, as long as they understand that appealing their value, and if they're successful, it only is going to apply, depending on when they appeal, to their current tax assessment year. So right now, you're appealing your value. We're in 2022. All the deadlines from 2021 to appeal your values have passed. So
right
now, you are appealing your value,
which
will only apply to the 2022 assessment year.
Right.
Or as a rule of thumb, let me say it this way. It's only going to apply to that tax bill you're going to get in October of this year.
So
the one you just received, that's water under the bridge right now.
Well, so for all you newbies to Davidson County, these things you're going to need to know if you're a homeowner or you want to be a homeowner, because these dates, times, and these offices are going to be crucial to you getting your information in. Now, let me ask Randy Ward that so far, Randy, we've covered some area here, and I know you're there, you know, just as a backup are needed.
He's the wind beneath my wings.
Okay. All right, Mr. Wind.
My professional wind beneath my wings.
So when I see you, I'm going to,
Now, if Mr. Wilhoit is with me, that's another wind beneath my wings. And you can say, that's my love wind beneath my wings.
That's right. That's what I can do. Now, so far we haven't missed out anything on this, right? We're good?
Everything.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're good. Well, you know, Randy may want to expound upon the fact when people say, okay, so if I want to peel my values, what is it that you would do I need to bring before you, Vivian, yeah, and yourself? What is it? So Randy, tell the listening audience, what are some things they can bring that we will look at and consider in order to receive substantiated information regarding their property,
yes, and
because they believe it's lower than what we're saying.
Yes, and that's very important too. And if you do have damage to your home, pictures are definitely necessary. Mm. You know, take pictures of the home. Now we may come out and verify it, mm-hmm, but that's very important. You're also going to need to. You can go on our site, mm-hmm, and you can actually pull up. There's a comper icon there, and you can pull it up, and you're able to pull up sales in your area because you're going to need sales to say, hey, these two houses are just like mine. They're down the street, and they've sold for less than what you have my home appraised for. Mm. In that case, then they would have a pretty good chance of getting a reduction. In a lot of cases, it's hard to find those sales that are lower right now because, like you said, you have folks coming in from everywhere are paying astronomical amounts for these houses.
Yeah,
but that's what makes market value is what a willing buyer will give a willing seller for your home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's what we're trying to do is to figure out if you put a sign in your front yard, what's it going to sell for? We know that majority of people aren't selling their house, but we had to try to figure out if you were to sell your house, what would it sell for?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, I hope that folks reach out and to you all via your website, the telephone, or if they want to come in person.
Yeah.
Because you've got plenty of tools on this website for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Sharon, one of the things that people frequently ask us, especially those who are residing in older homes, they ask us if we're comparing their homes to the newer homes being built in their neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
That is one of the most frequently asked questions of all questions. And the answer to that question is no. We do not compare an older home by their home being older to a newly built ultra-modern home to set the older home's value. We don't do that. We try to, and we look at comparables of homes that is similar in characteristics, similar in size, to arrive at what is considered to be market value. That is one of the approaches to value. It's called the sales comparable approach. And if people want to get an idea about what the value of their home, what something of their same characteristic, of their same size or what have you of their home, go to the website, just as I was telling you, it's at www.padctn.org. Look up the property, just as I explained to you, on the property search, okay? And once you open up and put in your property address, right to the left is going to be a picture of a map. And under is going to say Comper. If you click on Comper, that will give you all the sales in that neighborhood.
Okay.
And then you can begin to dwindle down by selecting only those homes that are similar to yours to get a range of an idea of what
good.
Your home could bring on an open
good.
Market.
Excellent.
It's a valuable and very powerful tool.
It certainly
tool.
Is.
Mm-hmm.
And go to the website, PADCTN.org.
And what that stands for, PA, that's property assessor, even though my formal title is assessor of property, it just makes it short that way. So the website is PA, property assessor, DC, that's Davidson County, TN, or Tennessee, www.sharonk.org.
Excellent. Now, it doesn't get any easier than that.
Doesn't get any easier than that.
No, and Randy Ward and Vivian Wilhoit of the Assessor of Properties Office, Metro Nashville and Davidson County, we thank you for your time and this information this afternoon, and hopefully anyone that didn't know could follow up on it and find out what they need to know, and you all have until April 29th, she said, at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm, and at 4 o'clock to file the informal review.
Now, you know I'm going to circle back with you in April so that
okay.
you can sound the alarm one more time. Say, people,
yes,
y'all have it too.
Yes,
okay, so expect to hear from us on that, okay?
Yes, I would love that. I want to come back.
Okay.
Anytime you want me on the show, Sharon, I'm here. I want to remain available to the people of Davidson County because those are the people who put me here.
That's right.
So we have to make sure, and this amazing staff that I have, we want to make sure that the services that we're providing is available to them where they are. So with even that said, anyone listening, if you want to invite me to your neighborhood meetings to talk about the appeals process for the 2022 assessment year, or just to talk about what was the reappraisal about. You didn't quite understand it. We want to, you know, give that information to you. I mean, informed people make informed decisions, and we want to make sure that you get all the information you need.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, and we will definitely be talking, and it's very, very good to hear from both of you all, and you have a good rest of the day, okay?
Thank you, Ms. Sharon Kay.
Okay, you're welcome.
Happy New Year to you
okay,
again.
Thank you. All
and
right.
everyone.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See you next.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye. And so there you are. You got a couple more months if you want to do it. Check on that information. So knowing that that was the, is the time going to be that time? Did you get the website, Axe?
I did, and it is special.usps.com/test kits.
Or what I do today, I did something simpler than that.
But I think it takes you there.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. COVIDtest.gov, and it just took me straight on. I wasn't doing all the slashes and dashes. That's too much for, you know, by the way, people can't process all that, you know. when people give me information and it's //:// I'm like, who do you think driving the car going to remember all that? They're not. COVIDtest.gov.
Everything I typed in, once I put it in the search engine and clicked on it, it went right here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because the one I used today was straight on. And then after I clicked on it, then it took me to the post office. Took you to the fill in your name and address. So we'll see. And then our N95 mask, you know, we'll be waiting for those. Yeah. So, you know, hopefully, because we, you know, if y'all aren't tired of this pandemic yet, anyway, you all have the very best of the best. And don't forget who loves you.
You've been listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station and its management.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.